Thanks to the Affordable Care Act, a number of things are changing concerning Medicaid in Wyoming. Jan Stahl is the Eligibility and Operations Administrator for the Wyoming Department of Health. She says the changes will take place January 1st.
One of those changes is that Medicaid will increase the income limits for children between the ages of 6 and 18. The current income limit for those individuals is 100% of poverty level, and beginning on January 1st, it will be 133% of poverty level. In addition to that, there are some changes to children who were previously in foster care, some eligibility for them. The one thing that we will not have January 1st of this year is the optional expansion of Medicaid for all adults under 133% of poverty level.
And that's a debate still to be resolved, right?
That is. That will be a legislative decision. And if we do get an expansion here, they will have to make that call for us.
Talking about the kids a little bit, I mean, that actually sounds very exciting. But one of the things I do seem to recall from maybe past discussions is that sometimes children that are eligible don't always get signed up. Is that right?
That's correct. We know that we have a number of children who are currently eligible for Medicaid or who are eligible for the Children's Health Insurance Program who have never signed up for the program. They've never completed an application and attempted to get that coverage. So at the same time, we feel that we'll probably have a number of these children also coming into our program just because of the increased awareness of the option for them to do that, and also because of the publicity and the marketing that the feds are going to do in order to get people into that program. We do still have an individual mandate coming at us on January 1st, and we think that will drive some of those people to seek insurance that they may not have in the past.
Now, am I right there will be more adults also in the system?
We'll have more adults in the system. We don't expect nearly as big of an increase because we're not going to have that optional expansion for adults.
Jan Stahl visiting with us from the Department of Health. My understanding is also there's going to be some new ways to get people into the system and maybe some new technology. Can you talk about that?
Definitely. We're all very excited about a new eligibility system that we're currently in the process of developing. We are set to implement that eligibility system on October 1st of 2013, just in time for the required open enrollment period for health insurance. And we have a vendor who's building that system for us. It's Northrop Grumman. And we've been working with them for the past year on getting this system into place. What it'll do, it's a system that will allow people to apply online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It will also, depending on their circumstances, it may be able to give them a real-time eligibility determination. And what I mean by that is from the time they log into the system and they push the button to submit their information, it could be less than 15 minutes for them to actually find out if they qualify for Medicaid or CHIP. In addition, if a person applies and then they are over income for Medicaid or CHIP, we'll automatically connect that information to the federally facilitated marketplace to see if those individuals will qualify for the advanced premium tax credits.
Perfect. Jan Stahl, a pleasure chatting with you again, and thank you for joining us on Open Spaces.
All right. Thank you.